Jeff, wasn't that beautiful, church? Wow. Love hearing your voices. Thank you for singing out so well. Thank you for being here today. And to my friend and our new Senior Associate Missions Pastor, Kevin, he's going to be joining me today for something a little different, a little bit of tag team preaching today, because we want to share our hearts with you and what God's been doing now for many months. So I'm going to go ahead and ask you to take your Bibles and open them to Acts 1, okay? We're going to look at multiple texts, which I normally don't do. Acts 1 is where we'll land today, and you'll just kind of look there with me. But all year long, we're talking about growing together. And indeed, we are. I'll tell you how much in just a moment. But we have one faith. That is the faith once delivered to the saints. We're not making anything up. We get the joy of passing it on. There is really one family. We are a family of faith, a family of friends. I know there are always some of us who are a little kooky in the family. That's all right. That keeps it interesting, doesn't it? Some of you have just come back from vacations with your family, and you're glad to be back because you couldn't take much more. I get it. But this is a family, and we have one focus. Putting a smile on the face of God, blessing Him even as He blesses us, pleasing heaven, making the halls of heaven happy, ringing forth with joy. And you know, one of the ways that we know heaven rejoices is when one lost sheep is found, when one sinner repents and comes to faith in Christ, when one goes from hell to heaven, God is pleased. The angels throw a party. And so this year, just real quick, if I may, we'll get to see this in the business conference at the end that we'll have today very, very briefly, but we have welcomed this year 235 new members into the Grace family. Yeah. What's really cool is since January, actually, we've had 182 of those. A lot of those have come just in the last 7 months, and we have just celebrated this year 103 baptisms already. So God is up to something good. We're going to see that continue to grow. You said, well, it's not all about numbers. You're right, but God cares about numbers. A whole book of the Bible is named such. So God does care about each number because each number represents a precious person for whom Jesus died. So today is going to be a little different. Pastor Kevin's going to be joining me in just a little bit. But we don't want to share with you another program. We don't want to just share with you another strategy, though this will be very strategic. We want to share with you a vision that God has really laid on both of our hearts. A vision God had impressed upon me many years ago was really just summed up with four words. We are, or let's be, as I've been preaching it. Let's be biblical. Let's be missional. Let's be intentional. Let's be charitable. All of these things you see before you, we've talked about. In a couple of weeks, by the way, I'll be back in the book of Ephesians, and I have a message on unity for us, starting chapter 4, one of my favorite passages in all the Bible, all for one and one for all. And so we'll be back in that in a couple of weeks. That same week, we'll also be starting digging deeper. I'm going to have a very in-depth study on Islam. So if you're interested, the 14th of August, we crank back up with that. And then we're going to be doing a lot of other things together. But this is not just for the good of grace. Being biblical, missional, intentional, and charitable is not just for the good of grace. It's for the glory of God. And when we glorify God, of course the church will be blessed. But then I thought, you know, the Lord has really impressed on me, how do we do this? And I got this image. And I was just going to tell you about the image. But thanks to the graciousness of Don and Sue Reagan with their beautiful pond and the skill of our lead videographer, Jesse Jones, we just went out and filmed a little something for you the other day. So just watch this and see if you
understand the vision. Let me share a vision with you that God has impressed very vividly on my heart. As we share our faith in Jesus, the Rock of Ages, the love of God so transforms us that we will witness the dynamic impact of the gospel beginning here at Grace and rippling forth to the ends of the earth. We are growing together by going together.
I want you to think about what I just said. There's the impact of the gospel. When the Spirit of God falls so clearly on a place, when the Spirit of God so transforms a heart, there is an impact in that place. There is an impact in that people. And like a rock entering into the pond, what happens from the point of impact out? Well, you have to have ripples. And they go every direction. They move forth like a wave. And the greater the impact, the greater the ripples. What we're going to talk about today with missions in particular, is not going to be a discussion of what we're going to do so much as who we're going to be. This is who we are. Pastor Kevin and I have talked about this many times, that missions is not just something you do. It's got to be who you are. As the Spirit of God so impacts us here in Carnes, from this place to the uttermost parts of the world, people should feel the ripple. The sun should never set on the missions and ministries of Grace Baptist Church. Look at what God has done here. Look around you. Listen to the voices. If God could rock the world with a couple of scared fishermen, a tax collector, and a few others, God can change the nation starting right here. Wouldn't it be just like the Lord to do it from here? Wouldn't it be just like God to do it from this type of community? You see, I've gotten to preach the gospel on all continents at this point in my life except one. That is the continent of Africa. So tomorrow, Kevin and I will be heading out after lunch. He has partners in Senegal, West Africa. I have partners in Uganda, East Africa. And we'll be hitting both sides of that continent, looking at new possibilities and new partnerships for Grace to cover that beautiful continent of Africa. And for the first time, I'll get to preach the truth on the continent of Africa. But everywhere else around the world, we've got opportunities and openings. And I want you to write one thing down before we stand to read different texts this morning, because we'll land in Acts, but we're not going to start there. Just write this down. Every gospel and the book of Acts, every gospel and the book of Acts has a great commission from the lips of our resurrected Lord. I know we often think of Matthew 28, 19 and 20. Go therefore, make disciples of all nations. We often think of that as the Great Commission, but there really is a Great Commission. What is a commission? To be entrusted with a task from one in authority. One in authority has entrusted us with a task. We have commissions. And from the lips of our resurrected Lord, when Jesus came back from the dead, after he died in your place and died in mine, defeating sin, defeating the grave, God brought him forth victoriously. Jesus had a commission. And he gave it not once, not twice, but he gave it in Matthew, and then in Mark, and then in Luke, and then in John, and then again in Acts, just before he ascends. So would you please at this time stand with me in the honor of the reading of God's word? You won't have these, that's okay. I'm not asking you to turn, I'm asking you to check the screens. We're going to look at each of the gospels and each of the commissions, and then we're going to come back to them. So don't worry about writing anything in your notes. You'll have plenty of time to do that in a moment. Look at what the Bible says. Jesus came, this is starting, of course, in the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." Now, you know that one. Let's see one in Mark, if we could, please. We see Mark. It's 16:15. Jesus said to them, "Go into all the world and preach." You said, "Well, I'm not a preacher." That word means proclaim, caruso. Just make a proclamation. Proclaim what? You proclaim the gospel to every creature. Now, we head to Luke's gospel. And we look at Luke. We look at verse 46 to 48 in chapter 24. And Jesus said to them, "Thus it is written, thus it was necessary for Christ to suffer and rise from the dead the third day." Well, why, Jesus? Why was it necessary that you do this? Well, here's the reason. That repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name, proclaimed in his name to all nations beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. Let's go to John's gospel. Very short, but look how powerful this statement is. John 20, 21, Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And then maybe where you are in your Bible just now, Acts chapter 1, we'll pick up with verse 6 and go to 8. "Therefore, when they had come together, the disciples asked Jesus, saying, 'Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?' He said to them, 'It is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.'" See, there's an impact. There's a dunamis, there's a dynamite power of God that comes upon you, and then because of that, you shall be martus, you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Let's pray, church. Father, we have just looked at some of these great commissions from the lips of our resurrected Lord. Jesus himself wanted his closest followers to hear these things just before he ascended back to your right hand, just before the sending of the Holy Spirit. So God, if it was that important, let us sit up and take note. Let us have the passion of Christ as we fulfill the commission of Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Be seated. So we're talking about growing together by going together. I want you to see that. Growing together by going together. If we want God's richest blessings as a church, I'll give you a guarantee. In fact, when we get in Ephesians 4, I'll have you a clear text that's called guaranteed growth. If you want the church to grow spiritually, and then trust God for the numerical growth, because we don't aim at this. If we aim at this, we'll miss this. We aim at this and trust God for this, okay? So we aim at depth. We aim at depth in worship, depth in Bible study, depth in giving, depth in going. But the guaranteed way to do it is look beyond ourselves. If we're just sitting here feeding our own fish and keeping our own aquarium, it's going to get mucky. And we're not going to like it. But if we're constantly refreshing, recycling, going, fishing for men and women and boys and girls, God's going to do something great. Let me cycle back, and in the five blanks on your grace notes or your app, would you please just jot these references down? That way you'll have them, all right? Real simple. Let's look at Matthew 28 again, very, very quickly. This time I've highlighted some words, but I don't believe the Great Commission starts in verse 19. I believe it starts in verse 18. And I believe it starts in verse 18 because Jesus wants to remind us, as he reminded his early followers, all authority is given to me. In other words, I have the right to commission you because I have all authority from my Father. With his authority, what has he commanded us to do? What is that first verb in verse 19, that imperative? What does the Bible say? Go. Go. Don't stay where you are. Don't just be comfortable on your padded pew. Go. And do what? When you go, what are you supposed to do? The Bible says make disciples, make students of Jesus, make Christ followers. What do you do with those Christ followers? Well, where do you go? You know that. All the nations. All the nations. And you know what's so cool about that word nations? The word nations is ethnos. All the ethnic groups of the world. Every people group created by God in the image of God. Every ethnic group deserves the truth. And when you share the truth with them and they trust the Lord, baptize them. That's the first step of Christian obedience. Baptize them. And then teach them to observe everything. And behold, lo, pay attention. Jesus said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the age. Now let's look at Mark again. What does Mark say? So you're just jotting down Mark 16, 15 in the notes there. Just jotting down the reference. Again, the imperative go, or as you are going. Where do we go, Lord? All the world. What do we do when we go, Lord? You proclaim. You preach. You share the truth. And you can do that many, many ways. But you need to do that with your mouth and with your motions. You need to do that not only verbally, but with your hands and your feet, loving people in practical ways, and we proclaim the gospel to every creature. Let's look at Luke. Jot down Luke 24, 46 to 48. Why did Jesus come? Why did Jesus die? Well, you say, well, to make a way for us to go to heaven. That's true. That's exactly right. But also, so that this truth could be declared, could be spread to all the world. That repentance and remission of sins be preached, be proclaimed to all nations. Now he gets a little more specific. Where does it start? Jerusalem. That's right where you are. That's right where these boys were. That's the heart of the Holy Land, if you will. And so what Jesus is saying is right where you are today, this is where it starts, and you're going to be witnesses. You're going to be the martus. You're going to be the ones that share this. I love John 20, 21 because it's so easy. Jesus said, peace to you. Irene, as the Father sent me, I also send you. Now listen to how beautiful that is. Jesus said, I was in heaven with my Father, but he sent me. Just like John's gospel tells us from the very beginning. That doesn't say in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. But the Word became what? Flesh. And what did he do? He dwelt among us. The ultimate missionary, Jesus Christ. He dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glories of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And so Jesus was on mission while he was here. And he says, God sent me, now I send you. Can't just stay where you are. I send you forth. And then, of course, we'll come back and conclude with Acts 1. What does Acts 1 tell us? Well, these boys are wanting to know if Jesus is about to rule on the throne. Hey, Jesus, you about to overthrow those nasty Romans now? You about to take care of business? Jesus said, don't worry about that, fellas. That's not for you to know. You don't know when I'm coming back. I've got to go. Unless I go, I can't send the helper. I can't send the Holy Spirit to you unless I go. But when I go back, I'm going to send the Spirit of the living God on you. And when he comes on you, just like we would see 10 days later at Pentecost, when he comes on you, there will be power. You see, if a church wants to see something incredible and explosive, it's got to be through the power of God. You know, you can work stuff up, and you can do enough concert stuff to draw a crowd. People can draw a crowd easy. But it's a whole different thing to develop a family of faith, a true congregation that is impacting their community, that is impacting their state, their nation, and the world. It's a whole nother thing entirely. Friends, I don't care too much about drawing a crowd. I want to draw a core of people, a congregation of people that love Jesus so much and are so empowered by the Holy Spirit that they're just oozing gospel witness. That when the rock impacts the water, it can't help but ripple out the truth. We just can't help it. It's who we are. It's not just what we do. You're going to get power when the Spirit comes on you. So again, you're going to be witnesses starting right here. And then in Judea and Samaria. And some divide those. Some would separate those so that in their mission strategy they have four areas. And that's perfectly fine. I see Judea and Samaria very much together. Samaria sat just north of Judea. And then up here there would be Galilee or the Galilee region. And so Judea and Samaria are very, very close. I believe the reason Jesus said that to those men was very simple. You know those folks you don't like so much over there? You know those people you're not fond of? You got to go to them too. They're important too. I died for them too. So as you're going, you start right here where God puts you. Then you go to Judea and Samaria. And then where does the ripple end? Doesn't. It goes all the way to the uttermost, to the very ends of the earth. You say, well, Pastor, I knew that. I've heard all of that. So how are we going to do that, and how's it going to be any different than what we've always done? My brother, my friend, would you come? You did such a fantastic job last week. Man, I kept my fork. That was so good. I enjoyed listening to you while we were away for a little R&R, and I want you to share with our wonderful folks what God has impressed upon your heart and mine, and let them see how we're going to watch God do this.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Grace family. I want to begin this morning by looking at our logo. Is that up on the screen? Can we put the logo up there? I love this. Our creative team has done a great job with this logo. Look at this. Grace Go. And I love the G-O, the go pointing to the world, pointing to the nations. The go in Grace Go stands for global outreach. When you hear us talking about Grace Go, we're talking about global outreach. We are talking about Grace Go. That's our biblical strategy to reach East Tennessee, North America, and the world for Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Now, I want to be very clear here. This is not Kevin Go. This is not Pastor Bobby Go. This is Grace Go. We're naming it Grace Go on purpose. This is our biblical response of courageous obedience to do what the Lord commanded us to do in the Great Commission and in Acts 1:8. And as Pastor Bobby's sharing with you this morning, we consider our Jerusalem to be East Tennessee. We consider our Judea and Samaria to be North America. We consider the ends of the earth to be the rest of the world. We know God has called us to reach East Tennessee, North America, and the world with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And friends, let me just tell you how we're going to build this. Let me just tell you how Grace Go, or Grace Global Outreach, is going to be structured. Grace Go is going to center around three advisory teams. We're going to have an East Tennessee team, we're going to have a North America team, and we're going to have a world team. 10 of you will serve on the East Tennessee team and help build budgets and plans and strategies to engage the people of East Tennessee with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Another 10 of you will serve on the North America team. You're going to help build budgets and plans and strategies to reach the rest of North America with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then another 10 of you are going to serve on the world team. You're going to build plans and budgets and strategies to engage this lost and dying world with the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we're going to have three advisory teams. We're going to have an East Tennessee team, a North America team, and a world team. Now hear me say this. The individual strategies and budgets from each of these three teams are going to all come together as one big Grace Go budget and strategy to be courageous obedience and do what the Lord told us to do. That's going to be our strategy. Now, each of these teams will have a team leader assigned to them. And these team leaders will serve on a Go leadership team with me, and we will have the final say on budgets, strategies, and plans for East Tennessee, North America, and all around the world. So, Grace family, I'm excited this morning to announce to you that we have three guys that have agreed to take the leadership roles of these three advisory teams. Let me announce that to you this morning. First of all, leading our East Tennessee team will be Dan Lyle. Leading our North America team will be Mike Brogdon. And leading our world team will be Dr. Kevin Mislevic. So I'm so excited, and I thank God that these men have accepted the call, accepted the challenge to lead these three Grace Go teams. And in the coming weeks, we're going to be praying together. We're going to be asking God for wisdom. As leaders, we're going to be praying and asking God, God, which nine of you are supposed to serve with Dan on this East Tennessee team? We're going to be praying, we're going to be asking God, God, which nine of you are supposed to serve with Mike on the North America team? We're going to be praying and we're going to be asking God, which nine of you are supposed to serve with Dr. Kevin on this world team? Friends, we want to make sure that we are honoring God and asking God for wisdom, and that God shows us exactly who he wants to serve on these advisory teams. It's incredibly important. And then, friends, not only are we going to have three advisory teams, we're going to add a new leadership position to every small group at Grace Baptist Church. We're going to be adding a Grace Go champion to every small group in our church. And this Grace Go champion is going to be the voice of missions. This Grace Go champion from your small group is going to interact with the people on these three advisory teams, and they're going to report back to your small group, and they're going to lay in front of you so many opportunities for your small group to get involved. So many opportunities for your small group to serve. So many opportunities for your small group to travel with us as we obey the Lord and reach East Tennessee, North America, and the world for the Lord Jesus Christ. So friends, when you hear Grace Go, think Grace Global Outreach. When you think Grace Go, think we're having three advisory teams and a Go champion in every small group. That will be the structure of Grace Go. Now, I know y'all got that to make sense, right, Dr. Harden? We're good. Okay. Now, but hear me, though, this morning. Pastor Bobby, I've heard you say many times that your guardrails in ministry are two things, transparency and accountability. Transparency and accountability. I love that, brother. I love your character. I love your heart. I know that's who you are. Love that. Transparency and accountability, that's exactly what I want in Grace Go.
A couple of things about this strategy versus maybe some things you've had in time past. Number one, listen to the name, Grace Go. It is a ministry directly of Grace Baptist Church, in no way separate, funded in no way separately. There is no separate 501c3 entity. This is funded together under the umbrella and authority of a congregationally ruled church so that you get a say. Because the problem with separating things sometimes is that we, if we're not very careful, can lose accountability and transparency. We want you to have a voice, which is why there are these teams of men and of women. And when we are transparent with one another, we are accountable to one another. And so as Kevin was sharing with me a system and a strategy that had worked so well for 12 years where he served, and I saw how they were touching every inhabited continent of the globe, man, I was excited. I said, Lord, if it be your will, I want to work with that guy. I want to take that kind of idea, and I want to expand upon it and see what we can do. And Kevin, what I really love is we take your glossies this morning, please, if you would. I really love the fact that when you came in and you began meeting with people, you didn't go hacksawing a bunch of things. You saw where God was doing good work, and you said, let's add without subtracting. Talk through this with us so we can see it together.
Thank you, Pastor. I know y'all are sitting here going, Kevin, listen, I understand all that, but tell us where we're going to be working. Tell us what we're going to be doing. Tell me where we're going to be engaging. So did everybody get one of these when you came in? You have this? Look at the East Tennessee side here. One of the things I was so thrilled about when I got to Grace was the fact that our church was already engaging. We were already volunteering. We're already working with so many nonprofits locally. Yeah. I was excited about that, and we're going to continue to do those. You see those here. But look with me, we're going to be adding more and more and more as we go along. Look under the Lonsdale ministry here, if you will. We're going to be engaging with the Emerald Youth Foundation. I mean, what a great ministry. We're going to help them financially. We're going to help them with volunteers. That's going to be great. But then look under outreach. There are a few things I want to do right away. The first thing you see here is something called Grace the City Projects. You know, Pastor, one of the greatest definitions of grace I've ever heard is the fact God gives us what we need and not what we deserve. Yeah. God gives us what we need and not what we deserve. I want us to go out into the community as a church and serve the community to do service evangelism projects. And when people ask us, why are you serving? Why are you doing that? We're going to be ready to give the reason for the hope that we have in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
I want us to go out together as a church. I want our small groups to be out in the community serving for the glory of God. And then you see something in here called SWAT teams. Listen, when SWAT shows up, there's something going on. When you hear the word name SWAT, there's urgency. But we're going to call SWAT teams servants with a testimony. We're going to build personal evangelism teams on purpose, and we're going out for one purpose, to share our faith, to share the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ.
You know, it's funny, being an evangelism major and getting a PhD in evangelism, all those boys at seminary through the years that said, well, you know, going out and sharing Jesus out there in the streets and in the homes, that doesn't work anymore. I said, well, why don't you tell it to the hundreds that keep getting saved and baptized in our church every year?
Come on.
Because people still need the Lord. And when we do it the right way, not ugly or pushy, not carrying your family King James Bible and beating them over the head with it, but when you do it in love and in kindness, people are receptive to the gospel
That's
of Jesus
right.
Christ.
That's right.
But somebody's got to go. Somebody's got to tell them.
That's right. And then last week, you heard my call to ministry. I shared it with you. My call to ministry came out of prison ministry. So I would really love to see our church build a prison ministry team right out of Grace, where we're going into the institutions all over Tennessee, and we're sharing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and making disciples of people that are actually in prison.
Good work.
So that's what we're going to do in East Tennessee. Now, real quickly, turn this over on the back and look at this map with me. Now, in North America and all around the world, we're going to engage in long-term strategic partnerships. We're not going to do what I call popcorn mission trips, where we go here, Pastor, just one time,
right,
and we never return.
That's good.
Or we go here just one time and never return. We're going to engage in long-term strategic partnerships. We're going to be partnering with churches and church planters and ministries all around the globe to help them lead people to Christ, to help them truly make disciples, and to help them plant healthy churches. And we're going to take groups of people from Grace, many mission trips a year, over and over again, back to these long-term partnerships to help them do just that. And so if you look at this map, it's beautiful. Here's all the places we're going to be working. And so Pastor Bobby told you, Kevin didn't come here to tear down what Grace was already doing.
Right.
Grace has already had some great partnerships. Look in North America. We already have a great partnership in Kentucky. We already have a great partnership in Honduras. We already have a great partnership in Montana. We're going to continue to make those better and better and better. And then we're going to add some in cooperation with the North American Mission Board. We're going to help plant churches in Vancouver. In cooperation with the North American Mission Board, we're going to help plant churches in East St. Louis and in Belleville, Illinois, right across the river from the Arch. They desperately need Christ there.
That's right.
And then if you look around the world, we have a list for you here. You know, one of the things that God has really done, God has blessed Pastor Bobby. He's blessed myself with great relationships all around the world. Pastor Bobby and I both have relationships, strong personal relationships, with pastors, church planters, ministries all around the globe. And because we already have those pre-established relationships, we don't have to wait.
That's exactly right.
Because we already have those pre-established relationships, we're ready to engage Grace right now. And you say, Kevin, where are we going to engage? Here's where we're starting. God willing, we're going to work in Africa, in Senegal, and Uganda. We're going to work in Australia, in Brazil, in Cambodia, in England, in India, in the Netherlands, in Poland, in Romania, and even in Vietnam.
Amen.
Pastor, God willing, this one church, Grace Baptist Church, is going to be engaged in long-term strategic partnerships on every continent of the world. And amen.
Friends, we're not just, amen. We're not just giving. Just so you understand how this works, we're not just giving token amounts and saying we're partners. When Pastor Kevin articulates this for us and lays it out and shows you work on every single inhabited continent, and Kevin, if they need Jesus in Antarctica, Pastor Todd has agreed to go down there with a big coat and share Jesus with them.
Hey,
thank you, my friend. Penguin
you
Baptist
it,
Church. That's
what
we keep
today.
Calling.
Pastor Todd Harden is going to plant Penguin Baptist
Penguin,
Church.
Penguin, that's it. That's what we're doing.
Gotcha.
I love it. Now, the good thing here is these are personal, ongoing, active, because I love what you say, Kevin. Success is not measured by what we do when we're there, but it's measured by what happens when we leave.
When we're not
That's
there.
Brilliant. Because look, we're there a week or two a year. They're living there. The gospel has to continue to go forth. And you say, well, okay, that's all fine and good. And you said this was a part of Grace. It's not separate. It's going to be housed here. The funding is here. So how do we do that?
Yeah, great question.
How do we do that? If you can look in a seat pocket near you, you'll pull out an envelope. It looks just like the old one, I'm sure. But a lot of us give online. Nearly half of us do, so we don't use these. But I just want you to notice it. And they're going to pop them up on the screen. But it's pretty small print. Under the giving section at the bottom, you have a budget or a tithe. Now, friend, we've just talked about that, so we don't need to beat that horse again. But that is the first 10% prior to Uncle Sam getting his big cut. And so that's the first 10 that the Bible speaks about. And you say, well, Pastor, they don't talk about that in the New Testament. No, Kevin, they talk about sacrificial giving, which is more than 10%.
Right.
But let's start with 10%, okay? Breathe again. It's okay. Breathe. And then over and above that, the Bible speaks of offerings. Now, wouldn't it be cool not to come to church and get nickeled and dimed to death
Praise
on every
God.
Little thing?
Praise
We're going
God.
To take a special offering here and special offering here, and I go to small group. Can we pass the hat again? Grandma stumped her toe. Well, we love Grandma, but we want a unified giving strategy that doesn't beg you and plead with you to death. Wouldn't it be nice to give as God leads you and your spouse or your family to give, and then nobody coming after you for anything else? Wouldn't that be nice? So this is a unified giving strategy, meaning this. Miss Cindy and I give to our normal budget, and we do that once a month. For us, it's a once-a-month withdrawal online. What we're going to do is begin praying about what we will add to that over and above our normal tithing and what we would give to Grace Go. Now, you can do that weekly, you can do that biweekly, monthly, but that gift over and above means this. Come November, we're not going to ask you for a bunch of special stuff. I've never understood why Southern Baptists ask for special offerings in November and December, especially having four youngins and trying to get ready for Christmas. So all year long, now, what will that do? That will support local mission. It will support national and international mission. It will support Lottie Moon. We still believe in Miss Lottie. It will support Annie Armstrong. But you will not be asked over and over, can we do this now and can we do that then? It's one unified strategy. And the way it works, Pastor Kevin, as I see it, is if all or most of us get on board, God's going to bless it. And it'll be no problem to make this a reality.
In true Southern Baptist fashion, we can do more together.
Amen.
And that's what we're asking. Grace Go never sleeps, right? The world never sleeps. People need the gospel of Jesus Christ every day. And so what we want to do is sacrificially give each and every week above and beyond the tithe to Grace Go. And if we're sacrificially giving each and every week above and beyond the tithe to Grace Go, we will be able to do much more than we ever dreamed or ever imagined for the glory of God.
And whether you give through the envelope, because I know some people think checks and envelopes are more holy. I don't know why. But whether you give through that little gold offering bag thing that we use, whether you give online or through, you can give now through the app, however you choose to do it, we're simply asking you to do this. Pray and consider what you can and will do consistently together. We will do more together. Now, Kevin, you know, you and I met on the field in one of the poorest areas, the country of India.
We did.
And we saw God doing a major work, and we to this day still continue to partner. You're having a meeting about India, I think, right after church today.
That's correct.
And we continue to see God do amazing things. But friends, let me tell you something right now about what's happening. Right now, we got a heartbreaking email just 2 days ago. An orphanage that we've been working with there is having to break up and send the kids out because the government is shifting. There's a change happening right now. And the very strong Hindu government is trying to squash the work of Christianity. Well, Kevin and I have seen God do amazing things there. Save thousands, baptize, I mean, just over and over and over. But any time the gospel goes forth, any time the people of God get serious about the work of God, we have a real enemy.
Yes.
And he wants to squash it like he's trying to do in India. Aren't you glad the gates of hell itself will not prevail against the church of the living Lord Jesus? So, here's what I know. If you and your spouse or your family, kids, we invite you to be a part of this. If you commit, whether it's today or in the coming weeks, if you say, you know, we're going to try to set aside an extra $20 a week or whatever we can do, we're going to try to do $50 here, $100 there, whatever it may be, I can pretty well guarantee you if you get serious about giving to go, as we're growing together to go together, you'll have an enemy that'll try to whisper in your ear, you can't do that. There's no way. Please don't listen to that voice. Listen to the still small voice of the living God who says, all of it's mine anyway. How about you trust me with it? And if you'll do that, we will not have to come back and beg and ask and do it in this month or do it at that time. This is a unified strategy because we're going to do more together. What are we going to be? We're going to be biblical. We're going to be missional. We're going to be intentional. And we're going to be charitable. You know what's great, Kevin, as you and I begin to talk about this and dream dreams and share vision, what I had already been thinking and praying about, this falls right in line with Grace Go.
Grace Go is Be Mike. Yeah. It is the hands and feet of Be Mike. It is a beautiful marriage of what God has called us to do. And we are the people to step up in courageous faith and do what God has called us to do.
I want you to listen again because I cut off. I've talked over the first part of the video. It's only about 10 seconds. Listen one more time and watch this video and think about what God can do. I mean, you can just look around and see what he is doing, but think about what God can do from this place. Get this vision in your heart.
Let me share a vision with you that God has impressed very vividly on my heart. As we share our faith in Jesus, the Rock of Ages, the love of God so transforms us that we will witness the dynamic impact of the gospel beginning here at Grace and rippling forth to the ends of the earth. We are growing together by going together.
There's no CGI there. This is not like the new Lion King. Those are real ripples in a real pond. That's what really happens when the Rock of Ages impacts your life. Now I want to ask you a question this morning. Have you truly been impacted by Jesus? You hear songs like, I Surrender All. Does it do something to your spirit? Does your spirit smile? Can we get real honest for a moment? Pastor Jeff, sometimes we sing, I Surrender All. But truth be told, we're surrendering just some. We're giving away parts and pieces. It's one thing to sing it, and it is a whole different thing to do it. Pastor Kevin, my brother, I want you to know how much I love you and appreciate you and how much I'm excited for what God's going to do with this. I just want you to show your love and your appreciation for our new Senior Associate Missions Pastor, Kevin, again. And I tell you what, I'm going to ask you to stand because we're growing together by going together. But you've always got to put feet to your commitments. We sang, I Surrender All. That's what we were singing together. And you've brought it back for the invitation, which I love. If you'll let those words resonate in your heart for these last few minutes, and it's very, very important that you stay because we have some very important things to do before you leave today. And we got some stuff to give you. if you'll really mean what you sing, then there is no limit to God's blessings for the Grace family. You've seen some great days. You've seen some hard days. But overall, you know that this is a blessed place. You know that with the ministry of Grace Baptist Church and Grace Christian Academy, thousands upon thousands of lives are being impacted every week. I want to see that multiplied into tens of thousands of lives, hundreds of thousands, and across the globe, millions. And it can happen when we do it together. Millions impacted. Would you commit today, if you've never trusted Jesus, would you first and foremost surrender all to Him? Secondly, as a living sacrifice, we have a tendency to crawl off the altar, don't we? Would you commit to come back? Maybe you've not been walking with the Lord as you should. Would you commit to come home? Some of you today, you know that God is up to something great at Grace. You've been on the fence about whether or not to be an official member of the church. I want to encourage you to just come. Speak to one of my fellow pastors or speak to a counselor about what that looks like. We want you here. We want you engaging as a member because we want to do this together. Some of you today, you just have something on your heart. You just need to pray. I would certainly ask that you pray for us. We certainly ask that you pray for Traveling Mercy and pray for Cindy and Sharon and the kids as we go. You know, you ask our guys praying early this morning to pray about this medicine we're on. Yeah, we just started malaria medicine, preventative. The pills, and they can be pretty rough on the system. So you can pray for that. See, God's in the big stuff and God's in the small stuff. And I don't want to be sick when I'm in Africa. So would you please come today? Would you begin praying for how you can be engaged with Grace Go? Grace Global Outreach has to start from the point of impact, our Jerusalem. And the greater the impact here, the greater the impact there. We are growing together by going together. Heavenly Father, thank you for your truth. Thank you for this vision that you've laid so clearly on our hearts. Thank you for the unified way that it will unfold. Nothing separate, but all under the authority, the transparency of the church. Thank you, Lord, for the people that will already be partnering. They already know. Thank you for the new folks that will come. But more than anything today, thank you for Jesus. He died on the cross. He rose from the dead to pay the price of our sin, that repentance and remission of sins should be proclaimed in His name, beginning right here in our Jerusalem. You paid the price, and then we are called to proclaim the truth. Move us now to respond. I hope many will come just to pray for this, just to pray, God, please bless Grace Go. In Jesus' name we pray.